Good afternoon, my folks, my family and friends, my brothers and sisters. This is Frenata with Spoken Word, and first off, I would like to say happy Sunday to you all. I hope you all had a blessed Sunday so far. Our last segment, we were talking about public assistance, food stamps being traded for actual food boxes. I'm just going to go ahead and reply on that. I got some phone calls. People were actually upset. Some weren't. Let me go ahead and clear the air on my behalf as far as my opinion. I did not say that I agree with everything that Donald Trump is doing. I did not say that I agree with Donald Trump as a president. What I did say is that we were given the opportunity to provide for ourselves. We needed help. They provided the help. But some of you turned around and used the help for other purposes other than to help yourselves. And basically, that resulted into consequences. It all goes back to the Bible, as it says, do unto others as you will have others to do unto you. Basically, when you defraud the system, you're taking out of other people's mouths, or you're taking money out of other people's pockets that could basically use it. When you defraud the system, it's not fair to the ones who apply for it and cannot get it and need it. It's not fair to them. So I ask that we as people of America just sit back and think about our choices in life before, you know, we make them. And hopefully we all decide to make the right choices. And at the same time, we're making choices for ourselves. Think about others. Think about others that do not have, and see what you can do for them. If you can't do anything, hey, that's fine. But if you have the ability to do for someone that cannot do for themselves, that will be awesome. You will be such a blessing. So I just wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way, clear the air for today regarding our last segment. And I just want I just want everybody to make the right choices, you know, and let's love each other, care about each other, think about one another, do for one another, you know, help each other out. You know, that's what you know, life is all about. So, I want us to continue to pray for the shooting victims and the families that lost children in the school shooting. Please continue to pray for them. Also, continue to pray for the victims that lost their lives and their families when the bridge collapsed down here in Florida. Let's pray for those families and keep those in our prayers, and just hope and pray for a awesome week next week. Some of us got a work week ahead of us. Some of us got school. Let's just pray that, you know, God will give us a prosperous and productive week. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. So until next time, my friends, you be blessed.